Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another edition of DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen from the D department at DJV. From the D department, Dr. Ken also is here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, to engage us over the next hour in the latest news, the information, research he's doing, research being done by various organizations and the scientific studies, scientific method used. So we have is kind of what has become the hallmark of our conversations has been time spent on COVID. And that hasn't changed and isn't going to change. It hasn't become the overwhelming thing that it was for a year, year and a half, where everything we talked about was COVID. But let's start, Dr. Ken, with the number of cases that have increased in certain parts of our country. Why would that be?
The reason we're seeing more cases beginning May 1st is because there's another new variant, the Omicron. There's a third, BA1, BA2, and now there's a sub-variant of BA2, and I don't want to get too deep into the weeds. The bottom line is there's another new variant. But the good news is, as these variants are occurring, they're becoming more contagious but a lot less virulent. So fewer people are dying. Fewer people are getting into the intensive care unit, but more people are getting infected. And this newest variant looks even much more contagious than the second Omicron variant, which was even more contagious than the first. So it's estimated that about 60% of the population got the second one. So probably 70 to 80% of us are going to get this. And fortunately, it'll probably just be a little cold, runny nose, upper respiratory, not into the lungs, not that pneumonia that was killing so many people, sadly, with the original variants. So let's hope that we don't see a continued death, because the deaths are the late warning. The early warning is the infection. Usually you see the infection in the first, you see onset of symptoms about 3 to 4 days into it. And that's why, and I'm not giving any statement about masks, just some scientific basis, but that's why masks do work, because with the new Omicron variants, you're most likely to spread it to somebody else in the first 3 to 4 days, and you don't get symptoms till about 3 to 5 days. And so the mask is actually helping prevent you when the virus is in your nose or mouth from spreading it to others. And then you usually don't get in the hospital if you're going to get hospitalized till about day 10 if the virus gets into the lungs. And the good news is, so far with these Omicron variants, it's much less likely than the original variants. So about day 10 is if you're going to get hospitalized is when you are about between a week and a half to 3 weeks into the infection is when you're going to get into the intensive care unit if you are. So if the beginning of May is when we started seeing more infections, we're not going to know for another week or so whether it's really going to end up in more deaths. But so far, keeping all my fingers crossed, it's looking like it's not. And my crystal ball is telling me that it's not going to end up into more deaths. And it's just going to continue to create new variants. It's going to be like the flu is over 100 years later from the original pandemic in 1918. I think this is going to repeat, that we're going to have continued new variants. We're going to learn how to live our lives with it. Everybody's fed up with this. People are tired of hearing about COVID-19. But it's going to be around. We're probably going to get a vaccine. Hopefully they'll tie it with the flu vaccine, and each year when we get our flu vaccine, they'll have COVID in there for the latest variant of COVID, and that's how we'll learn to live our lives.
So in China and North Korea, not so lucky, it would seem, over the last couple of weeks. Well, you really don't know what the truth is, because you can't trust any of the information that comes out of China. There are a lot of leaking stories there in North Korea where there weren't any vaccines. And North Korea had no vaccines whatsoever, but the country pretty much shut off from the rest of the world, although they do have contacts regularly with China. China businesses, etc. So one wonders whether the North Koreans and the spread of it has come from their close connection to China. Millions and millions and millions of people have died in China of this. And, of course, they started it all in the lab. So it seems interesting that now, although I don't know that the government, as a matter of fact, I do know, the government's not giving the information out. It's coming from leaks inside where there are people who are trying to start a revolution because of the way and especially in Shanghai, where there's apparently huge problems with this, Ken. The people that live there are being boarded up in their homes, literally, put in their homes and told to stay there or they will be shot on sight.
Right. So, well, the Chinese are trying to get zero cases of a very, very contagious bug, and it's just impossible. And one other reason why I think there's a decreased death, decreased serious illness, hospitalizations from the newer variants is because of the dramatic increase in Paxlovid prescriptions to treat COVID-19. It's very effective medication that you need to get within 5 days of onset. Ask your doctor. It is available. Paxlovid, this will keep you out of the hospital.
Can you get it over in places like China and North Korea? You can't get it over there, right?
Well, I'm not licensed there, so I don't know.
Okay. That's a good thing. Dr. Ken Kronaus, licensed, practical. He's got an MD, he's got a PhD, he's a researcher, scientist, he's also a great cardiologist and great all-around doctor. You want to be in touch with him. Telemedically does 4 or 5 of these Zoom calls a week with patients. Help yourself to either making an appointment to seeing him in the office at Lake Cardiology or by seeing him online, 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken, 352-735-1400. That's the number for Dr. Ken at his clinic, at his office down in the Central Florida area. Here's a point that I have made, I hope, well, apparently I've made it fairly well because they're still advertising on the various programs that I do. This is the story of Calitrin. When you think about losing weight, you do it in various ways. You eat well, maybe drink a lot of water, go on the keto diet, whatever it is, exercise. So don't be disappointed after you lose the weight when you start putting it on if you're not doing something to keep the weight off. Once you lose it, you can keep it off the healthy way with Calitrin. Calitrin certainly will get you into the step. A lot of people use it from the beginning to go on a weight loss program because it does support you with the natural ingredients all through the process. So there are many reasons for you to go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, including finding out about their latest delivery system. They have had over the years, for 25 years they've been doing this, they've had capsules, they've had liquid. Now you can get a powder as well. Easy, just take a scoop, put it in a glass of water or juice, drink it before you go to bed. Bingo. All these things, you can try any or all of them, whatever it is that suits your lifestyle. So check it out today. Limited supplies on the new powder because it's become so popular. But if you use the DJD code when you check out, you'll be able to get the best buy three, get three free, that sort of thing, and also free shipping. That's Calitrin, America's number one choice for all-natural, healthy weight loss. Take care of yourself. Go to toploss.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. The FDA has authorized a single booster dose of the COVID vaccine for youngsters. For some reason, I thought this had already been taken care of, Ken. I wonder why I thought that. Maybe it's just I was thinking about teenagers. They've broken it down, adults, and then 18-year-olds, and then teenagers, and now 5 to 11, right?
You were thinking about the age 12 to 17, and they've broken it down that way, 18 or above, 12 to 17. Those two subgroups have been approved. The news this week is that the FDA has approved a booster for the age group 5 to 11, and whether that you should have it or not, I'll leave that up to the child and the pediatrician and the parents to decide together. Not an easy decision. But
it's the same stuff, though, isn't it? Is this booster have exactly, do all these boosters, all for all ages, have exactly the same ingredients?
Just a lower dose in this age group.
Uh-huh. Okay. Because of their age, their size, their bodies are still developing? What's the concern?
All of the above.
Mm-hmm. I see. I'd be concerned about what it does. If you had my grandson has had it. He's 7. Had his first shot. I think he's had his second shot now. Thinking out loud about what it is that's in that stuff. Remember, I was told, and I think you agreed, the pharmacist said, you got a strong immune system, don't take the second booster shot because you don't really know what's in it and you don't really need to have it.
Well, in your situation, that wasn't the reason. The reason was because we think you've had one round of natural immunity. So that we gave you a point for that. So you've had, in a sense, two boosters.
Yeah, even though I didn't know it, it's just one of those things that some people. So I wouldn't be. There's a lot of discussion about long COVID. 76% of long COVID patients have not been hospitalized, and we, you know, continue to define what long COVID is, keeping it for a long time. I guess that's what it is, and so. The studies that I saw this week indicate 76% of the people who've had long COVID were not hospitalized, at least initially. This was a survey of 78,000 people. Wow. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that long COVID is real. I think that this is one of the strong reasons why I wanted to get vaccinated in an individual decision for myself. I think long COVID is a real thing. I've seen a lot, too many patients with it. And why make your life miserable for a long time if you can prevent it? And one of the interesting things this week is that actually people who get the natural disease, it's been shown that, you know, if you subsequently haven't been vaccinated, getting the vaccine lowers your risk of getting long COVID. Another reason to talk to the doctor about getting vaccinated and boosted, even if you've had COVID at some point.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. We continue. We have lots to talk about, as usual, here on DJV Health.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus in our usual spot. Every weekend, Dr. Ken can be heard on many of the same stations that carry the DJV program. That's why we call it DJV Health. Dr. Ken and I now focusing on menopause. I'm not going to focus. I'm going to ask him a question because I know there's been some studying done in some of the journals on the fact that when you have menopause, it interferes with sexual activity. I can tell you that from experience. It wasn't me that had the menopause, but living with a woman who has menopause is no joy. It's certainly not for her. And depending on how you take it and how it's interpreted and how you live with it, it can have an impact on the relationship and you as well. So what do we have here? Is this new? I would have thought this would be something that was fairly well known, Ken.
Well, this is new. It's a survey. And just to finish up what we were just talking about, the definition of long COVID is if you have symptoms 3 months after the diagnosis that last for at least 2 months. That's the running definition of long COVID. So let's get on to what you were talking about. This new information out of the University of Michigan. This is a actual survey of more than 1,200 American women aged 50 to 80. And what they reported in this survey was that 43%, Doug, said they were sexually active, but more than one quarter of these women said menopausal symptoms, they were interfering with their sex lives, including one third of those aged 50 to 64.
So, but doesn't that have to do with the severity of the case? Some women go through menopause, slide through it, no problem. It happened, the person that I was with was so hot all the time, she had a fan that she kept on her because she was so overcooked, if you will, overheated. So
it wasn't because you were overheating her, I guess.
No, it wasn't because.
No, it wasn't you. But, no, wasn't but actually, there's a lot of, to be serious for a second, there are a lot of different reasons why women have these effects. Some of them are hormonal changes of menopause. It can cause dryness and irritation of the vagina and the vulvar skin. Mm-hmm. And this can make sex painful. And fortunately, there's some very easy pharmacologic solutions to this. You know, talk to your gynecologist about that. but also declining estrogen levels, Doug, can directly affect a woman's libido. I think you've experienced that in your relationships. But also during this period, exhaustion from night sweats, women can't sleep, and also there's depression. And also during these times, often women are taking care of the household, their parents, a job, and they're just exhausted. And that obviously can interfere with a desire to have sex.
Right. All right. So that's the latest on menopause. You know, I saw something, and I don't know whether it's tacky to combine these two stories together. There was a lady who most people, or a lot of people know, especially if you watch soap operas. Her name was Marnie Schulenberg, who died this week at the age of 37 from stage 4 breast cancer. And one wonders about the connection, if there really is one. I remember my one and only wife who died of, she went 21 years with stage 4 breast cancer and then died when she was 65. The connection, is there one between menopause symptoms, menopause, and having breast cancer?
Well, there's definitely relationships between the hormonal changes, the changes in the female sex hormones that have a role in both. I think that's where the common denominator is.
Yeah. It just seems when it, more and more younger women seem to be dying of getting breast cancer and dying of breast cancer.
Well, alcohol's a big factor there.
It is. All right, that's interesting to know. Yep. All right, Dr. Ken, we got another half hour of important information to pass along to you that will help you out in how you deal with your own health issues. That's what it's all about here on DJV Health.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills, nothing seems to do the job? Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave Marin, Rivière de Guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissant for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is voting to give more tax dollars to Ukraine as it fights back against the ongoing Russian invasion. The Senate finishing its part Thursday by passing the $40 billion measure with a little under 90 senators voting for it. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul held up final passage for about a week due to concerns about the deficit and how the money would be spent. The bill now goes to President Biden. FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf testifies before the House Appropriations Subcommittee for Agriculture, Rural Development, Food and Drug Administration about the ongoing baby formula shortage. He dismisses the idea of axing safety rules to import more baby formula.
We will not let infant formula into the U.S. that is not safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Biden says the more the merrier when it comes to joining NATO.
Nordic neighbors and leaders of Sweden and Finland are in Washington, D.C. Thursday. The request to become members of NATO is now official, and the process has begun. The Swedish Prime Minister, Magdalena Andersson.
Mr. President, I want to thank you for your leadership in our joint efforts to promote democracy throughout the world. Because democracy requires constant work and safeguarding. We have to win every new generation.
And Finnish President Sauli Niinistö.
Russia's war in Ukraine has changed Europe and our security environment. Finland takes the step of NATO membership in order to strengthen not only its own security, but also in order to strengthen wider transatlantic security.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
Ford is issuing three separate recalls totaling around 350,000 vehicles. The most pressing is for 39,000 Ford Expedition and Lincoln Navigator SUVs due to engine fires. The automaker says it has received 16 reports of an engine fire even when the vehicle was not running. Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Dr. Ken coming up here for another half hour. I'm Doug Steffen. It's DJV Health. The next item I wish I had known about, I wish this information had been available when I was a youngster. I had a serious case of oily acne. My face was always broken out. I was embarrassed, frankly, a lot of the time. So I see there's something new that has been discovered about omega-3 fatty acids and how that would help reduce acne. What's the scoop behind the scoop here, Ken?
Yes, and you are part of this so common problem, acne, and there's some really good hope here that changes in diet. As youngsters, we were all warned about how diet can cause acne, but there's some information out of the European Academy of Dermatology last week where diet can actually prevent acne. They have found this new weapon to fight acne, and one without any harsh side effects. This German study actually pinpointed one of your favorite ingredients, omega-3 fatty acids, and it was from natural foods. They found it in fish oil, wild salmon, nuts, and seeds. And their conclusion in their report is that this nutrient is helpful for reducing acne.
Really? We had, when I was... a kid, we were given a tetracycline. I was just trying to remember what it was. Tetracycline. And
exactly.
It gave me heartburn and all kinds of... I don't know whether I ever asked you this or not. Is there a long-lasting impact? Now, I worry about it at my age. But tetracycline has had moderate controversy around it over the years, hasn't it?
Well, if you take it too young, it might yellow your teeth. But tetracycline will create some upset stomach. There's easier forms to take nowadays in the modern era than when you and I were kids. When you and I were kids, it was old-fashioned first-generation tetracycline, which didn't feel real good in the stomach.
No.
And some people do think foods like donuts that are high in glycemic index, nuts, hormonally influenced meats, and high iron foods can worsen acne. Even some dairy and sugar, some think, may be a culprit. All of these have been blamed for acne. It's debatable among dermatologists whether they do. I think for each individual, you should see whether these foods have any effect. But clearly, omega-3 fatty acid seems to be of great benefit. I don't see any downside to it. It's worth a try.
All right. So now it's time for us to spend some quality moments on this baby infant formula problem. The political problem, the reality of one company being in charge of this has shown us how bad it is to have monopolies. Abbott bought up all of its competitors and the government let them do it. So now here you have infant formula, or actually you have no infant formula. So what's this doing? Isn't there a way, the infant formula, baby formula wasn't around 100 years ago. We've been having babies for a long time. So, breastfeeding being what it is, that's obviously the best way to bring your child into the world. But if you can't do that, then, what did the old timers do?
The current feeling is that infants younger than 6 months, Doug, should not be given water or any liquids other than infant formula or breast milk, unless your pediatrician specifically.
Got it. But if we don't have any, then how do you make, there's got to be a way, the way it was done before, 100, 200, 300, 400 years ago, when there was no baby infant formula, what did they do if they didn't breastfeed?
I think they probably breastfed or potentially hurt the child.
And I thought there was some milk component.
Prior to 1800, the average life expectancy was age 30. So we weren't doing a very good job.
Yeah, maybe that's because there were a lot of baby births and baby deaths at birth. You think, is that what you're suggesting?
Infectious diseases, a multitude of things. But when America became America in 1776, the life expectancy was 30 years old, which is amazing. Ben Franklin was a mutant. So it's really amazing.
So was George Washington.
Age 35 was your life expectancy if you were born in 1776.
Mm-hmm.
So we've come a long way, and maybe part of this is how we feed our infants. And the warning is that, as a practical matter, you might think, I'll just add some extra water to the baby formula to try and make it last longer. But this can actually put the child at risk of a seizure and other bad health situations. Adding too much water to formula, it reduces its nutrient levels, which could slow a child's development and might also cause an electrolyte imbalance. This can lead to real seizures and even death and other severe health problems. So don't dilute the baby formula to make it last longer. Talk to the doctors if you can't find it, what the options are for your particular child. This is a real issue.
Right. Well, there are a lot of issues that have to do with what we call modern medicine, that's for sure. All right. Now, the idea of fixing arthritis. There have been a lot of people doing research into stem cells. But here's a new idea. Apparently it's not the greatest idea in the world. People are injecting body fat into joints. So what happens? Yes, no, would you do it? If you had joints that were hurting, would you shoot some body fat into them?
Well, this is some groundbreaking research. It was just reported this week in the medical journal Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. This is a real mainstream journal in that field. And what we learn is that, Doug, liposuction, which, as you're describing, is typically used to flatten your stomach or shape up your booty, but this new study actually argues that it could also help people suffering from arthritis of the fingers, which is such a common issue, especially all of us typing on our computers, just wear and tear on the finger joints. So what they did in the study, they found that injections of body fat into aching arthritic finger joints, it appears to produce significant and lasting improvements, Doug, in hand function and a decrease in pain. So this really may be an option in the future to deal with this very common problem. You know, look at anybody over age 60 and even 70 at their finger joints. You're going to see swollen knuckles in most of the joints, especially the ones closer to the fingertips, those joints, and it's just wear and tear. And over time, this can interfere with function, and it can become painful. This, I think this is going to become mainstream, and this is going to become a popular technique.
Boy, am I thankful. I don't have any of those. I've certainly on the farm over the years had my share of injuries, but I don't have any signs of arthritis anywhere there. My fingers look normal. I feel badly for the people who have to go through that. And I guess I wonder, because I've had discussion with friends of mine about stem cell research and whether you can either use stem cell stuff to fix those problems or whether you use the blood, platelets that could be used to inject right into these areas to fix them up. Yes or no?
Well, those are options, but you want to have good research showing it's safe and effective. And here you've got something probably, a little more benign as this option. I'm amazed with all of the activity you do with your hands that you don't have signs of wear and tear.
Yeah,
that's
true. Well, you see my hands.
Why do you think that is so? Any idea?
Very fluid. I think the fish oil that I take probably helps a good deal. You seem to think that helps me in lots of areas.
Yeah, it really may be that that's a factor, because you would think there'd be more wear and tear in the joints of your hands.
And I'd have more arthritis considering, what my hips have gone through and my back and my shoulders and ankles and knees over the years. And I've had none. Once in a while there's something that trips me up, but maybe that's the fish oil thing. Back to omega-3 fatty acids. And the business we were talking about earlier of reducing acne, maybe there's so much benefit to having the exposure of being able to consume that quality, whether it's the fish. I eat lots of fish, salmon, oily fishes. Can't stand catfish, though. But salmon is okay, and taking the supplements could be the trick. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. No tricks, just information. Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida here, gracing us with his presence on DJV Health, helping us to understand what is being researched and how that affects you and your health, and looking forward how you may prepare yourself for things. And I say what I just did about fish oil, you're taking it, and maybe you'll find it has the same benefits that I think it has for me. Word to the wise, or just something we pass along here on DJV Health. Here's something else I'm passing along. Way that the folks at MyPillow are helping you to get the best sleep of your life. If you're not getting the best sleep of your life, listen up. Right now, not only is we have been talking about the BOGO deals for sure on a lot of the best products at MyPillow.com, but I want to underscore something this week. What's been done to introduce you to My Slippers at MyPillow right now, and for a limited time, you can save up to $90 on a pair of My Slippers moccasins. They are. They're slippers. It's a blowout sale. Won't last long because this is a very popular product, but the folks at MyPillow want to expose you to these things. I'm wearing MyPillow slippers right now. They're designed to be worn inside, can be worn outside, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel. They will help prevent fatigue in your feet. Made with quality suede as well. So here's how you get it. You call just go online to MyPillow.com. Never mind. That's the best way. Order it yourself. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV in the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square there. Enter DJV. That's the promo code which will help you with this offer. The offer is not going to last long, so order it now. These My Slippers, $90 off with promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Princess Cruises recently launched its newest ship, Discovery Princess. The vessel will mark her inaugural season alongside 5 other Princess Cruises ships as it sets sail this summer for a full season of Alaskan cruising. John Padgett, President, Princess Cruises.
Princess Cruises is the largest player in Alaska, and so it has the most experiences to offer because it's partnered with the local destinations, the local providers of excursions. So when you do a Princess Cruise in Alaska, you can guarantee you're getting the best experiences available in that marketplace.
Offerings include 12 unique itineraries to choose from, 5 glacier viewing experiences, and visits to Juneau, Skagway, and Ketchikan. Your trip to the last frontier is closer than you think.
There's no place in the world that you can see the most beautiful wildlife, you can see incredible scenery, and experience authentic Main Streets all in one vacation.
To book your trip to Alaska, go to princess.com.
Back with Dr. Ken, people who have aortic stenosis benefiting from what, Ken, according to some research out this week? What's that?
The aortic valve is one of the 4 one-way doors in the heart. And the aortic valve, very important, it's the exit door. It's the final doorway that the blood travels through as it leaves the pump, the heart, and goes into the main blood vessel of the body, the aorta. This exit door can get obstructed. We call that aortic stenosis, and the blood can't get out of the heart. When it leaks, we call this aortic regurgitation or insufficiency. The thought for decades, forever, since we've had the option of being able to replace, repair the aortic valve, was that we don't replace the aortic valve until the individual has symptoms of this obstruction of blood flow. We're talking about shortness of breath, chest pain, feelings that were in heart failure, and asymptomatic aortic stenosis was just watched. This report out of Open Heart this week suggests that people with aortic stenosis benefit from earlier valve replacement, and we should not be waiting until people are symptomatic, having shortness of breath, chest discomfort, or even passing out from this exit door of the heart being obstructed. So if you have aortic stenosis, talk to your heart doctor.
That's Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's back in a moment with questions for Dr. Ken here on DJV Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
For Dr. Ken at 53 past the hour on DJV Health. Doug Steffen here with a reminder, not only can you hear these questions, but you can listen to the podcast that we have, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, featuring Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack. Most recent podcast from Dr. Ken is a focus in part on this drug that helps you lose 20% of your weight. Is it good? Is it healthy? Is it the right way to go? Yep, it looks like the right way to go. Anyway, we also have the usual discussion about COVID, up-to-date information about how COVID may affect Alzheimer's, for example, in this particular podcast. Also, there's a recent podcast in which we talk about the mask mandate and whether or not it just makes sense. I just summarize. If you're out and about or you're in confined and you want to be wear a mask, then wear a mask. Also, we talk about avocados, reducing the risk of having a heart attack. Ken is a cardiologist. He's big on this. So check it out anyway, our DJV Health Show podcast. They're free at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. One of the things that's affecting the news cycle here in New England this week, Ken, is the announcement that there's a case of monkeypox here in Massachusetts. One case, apparently there's a case somewhere else, like in Texas and Maryland. They've reported cases in the last year or so. You get it if you're going to places in Africa, apparently. It really sounds awful. What's monkeypox?
Monkeypox is a very rare viral illness.
Yeah.
Similar to smallpox, but not quite as deadly, that usually is found just in Africa.
Right.
But the news this week is that people outside of Africa. In Europe, there's a collection of cases. In Canada, there's a collection of cases. And in your state, a gentleman who traveled to Canada came back with monkeypox, and it's the first case here in America. And monkeypox is usually spread, the virus that causes it, by people interacting with the secretions from the person who's infected.
Kissing or having sex, that kind of stuff.
All of the above. But it is felt that if you have prolonged contact with the person, it can spread in the air without actually going from you exposed to their actual body secretions. So not to get everybody uneasy, and there's enough to be concerned about, but there's just another virus there, and it seems like it takes prolonged direct contact with the person to get it from talking with them, not actually interacting with their body fluids.
Right. All right, so that's the latest. People, the news media will try to scare the hell out of you with regard to this. That's not necessarily.
They will.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. I thought we ought to spend a moment. A question came up because apparently this week is called National Emergency Medical Services Week. And this is something that goes back to when Gerry Ford was president. The purpose is to highlight the need for high-quality emergency medical care personnel, especially for children. So what is the situation like now? We hear lots of stories about the services that emergency rooms offer, children and the need that they may have for various things. Do we automatically go to the emergency room when children are sick? Do we call the doctor? What do we do?
Well, that is the key factor, is knowing when to use the services. I think in the last few decades, there's now a subspecialty in medicine for emergency medicine. We've gotten a lot better. We've got the emergency rooms better equipped. But we also have urgent care centers in many communities that are set up to take care of walk-in issues where it's really not a life-threatening issue. And this is where it's so important to make sure that we don't clog up our emergency rooms without real true emergencies. And this is where having a good urgent care center is a real helpful thing. Mom and Dad, know where the nearest immediate services are, where you can get urgent care, walk-in care, if your pediatrician's not available, and then where you should go for emergency care, and just use them appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, use them appropriately. That's the thing. Most people are not schooled because we don't have good health. We don't have good health.
Well, if it's unclear,
education.
If it's unclear, then don't take a chance. Go to the emergency room. But often it's clear whether it's a true emergency or it's something that you need a medical attention and can go to the urgent care.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen on DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
Do you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.